Believe it or not, aviation English is one of the most in-demand forms of English around the world. Why? Because English is the language of the skies. The International Civil Aviation Organization is a specialized agency of the United Nations. In 2003, the organization set a deadline of March 2008 for pilots and air traffic controllers at international airports to pass English proficiency exams. A high level of English continues to be required in international aviation today. Some form of aviation English is commonly used by many people working in the industry. But pilots and air traffic controllers must also learn a special form of English to communicate with each other by radio and, more recently, by computer. This coded language is a combination of technical terms and plain English. For example, the term Roger means message received, and Wilco means I will comply. The good news is that there are only around 300 such terms. Aviation English differs from standard English in a few other important ways. For example, it typically avoids question forms and negative forms. There is also almost no use of modal verbs, such as the word can. And since this language is made of short, direct commands and responses, subject pronouns such as you and I are not used. Few pilots know this specialized language better than Clarence Clyde Romero. A native of New York City, he worked as a pilot for 38 years before retiring in 2015. He began his career in the U.S. Air Force, first as a pilot, then a flight instructor. Later, he became a commercial airline pilot and captain with Piedmont Airlines, followed by U.S. Airways and American Airlines. Clyde Romero now lives in Atlanta, Georgia. He joins us by phone to tell us about aviation communication and some of his experiences as an active pilot. Mr. Romero, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
No problem.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about the language of pilots and air traffic controllers?
Okay, there's a phonetic alphabet that you have to be familiar with. So in other words, you never say A over the radio, you say alpha. You never say Z over the radio, you say Zulu. So you have to be familiar with the phonetic alphabet so that if you have to spell something out, that's how you spell it. You're very specific when you say numbers and when you speak because you have to make sure the other person really understands it. You would say niner instead of nine. And then if you had to say 19, you don't say 19 over the radio. You say, Roger that, it's 19.
Okay, great. So the alphabet is phonetic and numbers are said individually. Give us an example of a message or communication between a pilot and air traffic controller.
I'll give you an example. You could be on a gate saying, Roger, this is American Airlines 551 requesting pushback Delta 21 LaGuardia. So he knows what flight number you are, what gate you're at, you want to push back, and you're going to LaGuardia.
Okay, so there is a lot of information in very few words. Could you give examples of where English language challenges may play out on the job?
The biggest challenge that people who are, where English is not their primary language, is that in the aviation field, people tend to talk fast. And unless you have the ear for it, you'll miss a lot. Even the people who English is their normal language will have people say again. And that's a normal term that pilots use all the time. So if you can imagine somebody where English is not their primary language and people are talking fast, you can see how things can get missed. And where this is really important is during emergencies.
So given the speed and technical nature of the language, do you have any suggestions or encouragement for non-native English speakers who are interested in the field?
Aviation terms and phrases is a language unto itself. I would recommend that they listen to air traffic control people. They have numerous places where you can listen in on the radio and how they talk and how they interact. And it's like anything else. It's a foreign language. So how do you learn a foreign language? You start hearing it and you start mimicking it and then you learn about it.
Great. Now, every job has its humorous moments. Are there any humorous stories that involved miscommunication from your time as an airline pilot?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a story. We were going into L.A., Los Angeles, and there's an arrival called the La Jolla arrival. But when you look at it, it's spelled with a J. It's spelled J-O-L-L-A. Okay, so we're going into L.A., and I'm flying the airplane, and the other guy's on the radios, and he's never been into L.A., and we're on the La Jolla arrival. But he said, well, we're on the La Jolla arrival. Well, air traffic control said, well, out here in California, we say our J's like H's. You're on the La Jolla arrival. So I picked up the radio and I said, oh, really? So it's January, Hoon, and Hulai out here. So after I said that, naturally, I'm not the only one on the radio. There's Delta, American, Eastern, everybody else. And they said, wow, America, you got them good there, didn't you? So that's a true story.
Now that's a good one. So when you speak to air traffic control, all of the other airlines can hear your radio talking.
Yeah, when you're on center frequency, there could be as many as 200 or 300 airplanes on that same frequency. So you're hearing everybody talk along with yourself. So what that does to you, it builds situation awareness around you, what's going on.
Just out of curiosity, how many messages might you hear in 1 minute?
In 1 minute, probably 50. If it's busy, it could be more than that. And a lot of times, you don't have the time to respond. If they say, American 785, turn right to heading 250, brake, Delta 521, descend and maintain 2,000 feet, Eastern 521, you're clear to approach runway 13 LaGuardia, brake, and that's what you hear. That's exactly how fast they will talk. And you will not have time to respond. Any of the big airports, 95% of the time, you will not have a chance to respond. You will just do it.
Mr. Romero, thanks again for speaking with us.
Okay, great. I'm glad I could be assistance.
I'm Alice Bryant.